Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. Four after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is one of my heroes. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She knows more about healthcare public policy, especially market-based solutions, than anybody else on the planet. And she's here to talk to us about what Obamacare is going to cost us. We're going to get into the details. Grace Marie Turner, welcome back to the show.
Always a pleasure, Jim. You are my hero, and you are, in fact, much deserving of this award of the top radio host, one of the top radio hosts in the country.
Yeah, they lowered the criteria 1 year, and I slipped in there. Thanks.
One of our mutual friends, Cleta Mitchell,
yes,
who's a top campaign finance lawyer in the country, was just named by National Journal one of the top most powerful 25 most powerful women in Washington.
Wow. Well,
so
I'm not surprised.
I'll
remind you of something I've told you before. The very first guest I ever had on my show, November 17th, 1997, was Cleta Mitchell.
Well, you clearly are in the know, so I am clearly hanging out with the right people, Jim, with you and Cleta.
She's an amazing lady. I'll never forget that. And I've had her back on a couple of times before.
Oh, great.
She's gotten too big time for me now.
Hey,
Grace, she's
Marie, big time for you.
Obamacare is now been approved by the Supreme Court. So it's as of right now, it's the law of the land.
Well, they upheld, under questionable constitutional grounds, two provisions in Obamacare, not the whole law.
Right, I agree.
Two provisions that were being challenged.
Thank you for correcting me. And tell us what those two provisions are.
They figured out a way to keep the individual mandate and the Medicaid mandate, the mandate to the state, to expand their Medicaid program in law with unbelievable contrivances. They basically required rewriting the law. So
way to approve it, didn't they?
Yes. And there are huge other parts of the law still being challenged in the courts, and there are huge other parts that are not going to work. So they upheld the two provisions that were being challenged in the court case.
But the big daddy, the linchpin of the whole thing, is the individual mandate, and they approved that. The majority held 5-4 majority held that to be constitutional. So, assuming that nothing is done to change anything, what is that going to cost when this thing starts landing on small business owners? Well, is it already costing some small business owners?
Most of this law and the individual mandate and the employer mandate, a separate mandate, go into effect in 2014, and it's already costing some employers, certainly, because if they have to provide all these long list of preventive care services for free to their employees, for example. A lot of other smaller provisions have gone, the 26-year-old provision, that's costing companies.
Is that already in force right now?
Absolutely.
So this is where children up to 26-year-old. So if you've got an employee that you're providing health care for, then when their children age and they stay on your health care plan and your insurance company, you know, realizes that, they're going to increase your penalties. I mean your premiums.
Your premiums, absolutely, because you've got the new mandate that if you provide dependent coverage, you have to allow children, quote, up to age 26 to stay on those policies. What that means is that some companies have said, okay, we're not providing dependent coverage anymore because we can't afford to have all these young adults on our policies.
Mm-hmm. So it's either costing the company right now, and that's happening right now, right? That's a
yes.
That's a provision that's in effect right now. It's either costing the company more money to ensure their independence, or it's costing the employees because now they've got to insure the younger dependents. They
yes,
got to come
and,
up with a way to cover the younger dependents.
Yes, and that's you know, it's one of the many distortions. And of course, they're trying to pretend that this is some new gift from the federal government. We're all paying for this. Employers are paying for this. They're just raising their premiums.
There's no money for this coming from the government. And see, this is the thing that I keep telling people when they talk about what's so wrong about Obamacare. I say, well, here's the question: who's going to pay for it? Whatever there is, folks, that you like about Obamacare, you have to ask yourself, who's going to pay for it? And when you do that, you should be looking in the mirror, because you're going to be paying for it, either directly or indirectly. Grace Marie, hold on to that thought. Quick break. 20 till. I'm Jim Blessingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.